I'm very pleased to be here with you all.
Aku sungguh bergembira bersama kamu.
I never expected I'll be here.
Tidak sangka saya akan sampai ke sini.
I believe our God and Lord, He brought me to Malaysia.
Aku percaya ini kehendak Tuhan, aku sampai ke sini.
So I'm bringing greetings from Grace Fellowship Church in Sri Lanka.
Aku memberi salam, membawa salam sejahtera dari jemaat kami, Grace Fellowship Church di Sri Lanka.
So Sri Lanka, you know that Sri Lanka speaks Sinhalese language.
Di Sri Lanka, orang-orang sana berbahasa Sinhala.
So my language is Tamil.
Bahasa saya pula Tamil.
So I work with the Telugu people.
Saya melayani di kalangan orang Telugu.
So English is my fourth language.
Bahasa Inggeris ialah bahasa keempat saya.
So I hope you will understand my English.
Saya berharap kamu akan mengerti bahasa Inggeris saya.
Otherwise, Pastor Po will put in right way.
Kalau tidak, Pastor Po akan membetulkannya.
The Sri Lanka, we are Reformed Baptist Church.
Di Sri Lanka, jemaat kita ialah jemaat Baptist Reform.
Because Reformed Baptist Churches is really God is using, and now still the new churches are coming up.
Gereja-gereja Baptist Reform di Sri Lanka baru-baru belaka, dan Tuhan masih lagi membangunkan gereja-gereja sebegitu.
I don't want to talk about much about Sri Lanka, but I like to straight away to open the Word of God.
Saya tidak ingin menyentuh banyak sangat mengenai Sri Lanka, tapi marilah kita sama-sama menjama.
Please turn with me to the book of Nehemiah.
Cuba lihat buku Nehemiah.
Chapter 1.
Pasal pertama.
When we read these chapters, we can see very sad story.
Bab ini mengenai cerita yang sungguh sedih.
So when you open the book of this Nehemiah, we will feel, oh, what sad, worried, and a crying story.
Bila kita membaca buku Nehemiah ini, kita terdapat bahawa ini satu cerita yang sungguh sedih, yang menyebabkan kita menangis.
But if you want to go through this book, then we should know a little bit of background, why this situation happened.
Perkena kita tahu sedikit latar belakang keadaan ini.
Because of God's people, the Israel people, are very proud about their God, and they're very happy life.
Orang-orang Israel sememangnya berasa bangga mengenai kehidupan mereka dan juga Tuhan mereka.
So they say, we are a special people called by God, so we are the special people. Other people are like rubbish, they think.
Mereka menganggap diri sebagai satu bangsa yang istimewa. Kesemua orang lain adalah semacam sampah saja.
So because they're thinking, because of we are the called by God, and Abraham is our father, Abraham is called by God, so we are a special people.
Mereka menganggap diri sebagai orang keturunan Abraham, dan maka kami adalah orang yang istimewa, terpilih oleh Tuhan.
They believe because we are the only chosen people by God, other people are not worthy.
Mereka percaya bahawa mereka sajalah kaum yang terpilih, orang-orang lain semua orang yang kurang baik.
So after the Abraham, we can see the generation by generation, they are a fear, they are really obeyed to the God.
Selepas Abraham ke satu keturunan sampai ke keturunan yang lain, mereka percaya kepada Tuhan.
So slowly they were combining life with other people. Oh, these people are living like this, these people are living like this. Oh, we want to be live like them.
Mereka bercampur gaul dengan bangsa-bangsa lain, membandingkan diri dengan orang lain. Dan semakin mereka fikir adalah baik, sekiranya kita hidup semacam mereka.
So God given purpose for them to guide, and He given how to live, and all these things God was guiding people, but people are not satisfied.
Sungguh pun nabi-nabi yang dikirim Tuhan, dihantar Tuhan kepada mereka untuk menegur mereka, tetapi mereka masih lagi tidak puas hati dengan kehidupan mereka yang istimewa itu.
So purpose is not enough. We need like a king, like other people, other nations. We need a king. They're requesting. Now that's the way.
Okay, mereka, nabi-nabi yang mengajar kami itu tidak mencukupi. Kita perlukan seorang raja seperti juga bangsa-bangsa lain.
But God is God said prophets are enough for you.
Tapi Tuhan menganggap bahwa nabi-nabi itu sudah mencukupi untuk mereka.
No, still people they wanted like other people like a king we wanted that keep on asking.
Tetapi mereka masih lagi memikirkan diri itu berkurungan masih inginkan seorang raja.
So God permitted, God gave.
Maka Tuhan pun mengizinkan, membiarkan mereka adakan seorang raja.
So the first king Saul came.
So raja yang pertama bernama Saul.
So Saul also, God said, when kings come, they will rule you very badly. Your life will be very hard. But still, people wanted like that.
Sungguh pun Tuhan sudah memberi pesanan bahwa sekiranya mereka inginkan seorang raja, raja itu akan menekan mereka.
Second, we can see that then Saul also mixed behavior. He didn't obey God's word, and then God gave a David.
Saul itu tidak taat kepada setia kepada Tuhan, maka Tuhan membangunkan Daud pula sebagai raja.
So David also slowly went away from God.
Daud sendiri pun lama kelamaan terpesong dari jalan Tuhan.
So then David's son came.
The anak Daud pula dibangunkan Tuhan.
Then Jeroboam came.
Kemudian Jeroboam pula.
So these all the kings, they did obey to God's commandments.
Semua raja-raja ini semakin lama semakin jauh.
So people had a hard life.
Orang-orang Israel pun hidup sengsara.
So people are slowly they not keep on God's commandment. They did what they want.
Mereka pun tidak taat kepada perintah Tuhan dan membuat sesuka hati.
When we do what we want, then we are going away from God.
Apabila kita membuat sesuka hati, kita sebenarnya sudah terpesong dari jalan Tuhan.
But God already warned, if you are going away from my word, I will destroy from the nations.
Tetapi Tuhan sudah pun memberi amaran bahwa dia akan mengutuk, menghakim kita sekiranya kita terpesong.
The warning was given already.
Amaran sudah pun dibagikan.
Then people are still not listening.
Tetapi mereka masih lagi degil.
Still same life.
Ingin juga mereka hidup berdosa.
Oh, suddenly Babylon king came from to Jerusalem.
Tiba-tiba bahwa orang-orang Babylon datang ke Jerusalem.
See, already these people had a problem because the tribes, the 10 tribes, 1 tribe and 2 tribes already broken.
Memangnya mereka sudah ada kesusahan, ada kesulitan. Mereka sudah menjadi dua negara.
So Babylon king came to Jerusalem, he burned the city and he destroyed the people, he took some people as a slave.
Orang Babylon datang dan memusnahkan Jerusalem dan negara itu dan membawa segolongan mereka sebagai hamba.
Jerusalem the destroyed and people have become slaves.
Jerusalem sememangnya sudah musnah dan orang-orang Israel menjadi hamba.
People are proud.
Bagaimana mereka boleh berasa bangga lagi?
No obedience. So when we bless, when we got everything, sometimes we are not willing to listen to the word of God.
Memang kita semacam itu, apabila ada kita serba ada, kita sentiasa tidak ingin taat kepada Tuhan kita.
The business not going to be every day same.
Jika kita keadaan kehidupan kita akan sama saja.
One day will be difficulty.
Tetapi kesulitan akan datang nanti satu hari mungkin.
So we will go a hard life.
Kita akan bersengsara.
When nation is not obeying God's word, still we are going down and down.
Kiranya sesuatu bangsa tidak dengar kepada firman Tuhan, dia akan merosot.
So that's the situation. This book was starting like this.
Buku Nehemiah ini mengenai keadaan semacam ini.
So Nehemiah working in a big palace.
Nehemiah seorang yang bekerja dalam maligai atau dengan raja.
So he have a good job.
Dia ada pekerjaan yang baik.
He's enjoying himself.
Yeah, sememangnya hidup mewah.
When we have everything, we never think about other people.
Sekiranya kita hidup mewah, sentiasa kita tidak memikirkan orang lain.
That's our nature.
Ini memang sifat kita.
So our nature, we always think about ourselves.
Sifat kita ialah kita sentiasa memikirkan, mementingkan diri sendiri.
Nehemiah is a great example to us.
Nehemiah tetapi Nehemiah menjadi suatu contoh kepada kita.
So even when we say Nehemiah have a good food.
Sungguh pun dia ada makanan yang baik.
He had a good life.
Dia ada kehidupan yang baik.
So he had a everything.
Dia serba ada.
But still he is looking the Lord.
Tetapi dia masih lagi mementingkan Tuhannya.
We must believe the Lord.
Sekiranya kita serba ada, kita perlu mengingatkan Tuhan kita.
Sometime in our life everything goes well, we will say, oh, thank God.
Ada kalanya kesemuanya baik dalam kehidupan kita, kita akan bersyukur kepada Tuhan.
When the life go hard, we said, oh Lord.
Apabila kita bersengsara, kita pun berpanggil kepada Tuhan.
Dear brothers and sisters, remember we must look always our God.
Saudara-saudari sekalian, kita seharusnya selalu memandang kepada Tuhan kita.
So if this man is working in a palace, but still he is loving Lord's people.
Sungguh pun orang ini bekerja dengan raja, pada masa itu dia sentiasa mengingati Tuhannya.
Is he so keen about God?
Dia sememangnya giat dalam kerja Tuhan.
So when we read verse 1 or 2, and say he is concerning, asking about the people, how is the Jerusalem situations?
Dalam ayat kedua kita dapati dia sentiasa menanyakan keadaan di Yerusalem dan orang-orangnya.
So here he is so keen and asking. Nehemiah was deeply concerned about these people.
Dia sememangnya ada hati yang prihatin terhadap orang-orang Israel sendiri.
So we also need that heart to concern the people.
Kita juga perlukan ada hati yang prihatin seperti itu.
So when he heard all these things, I am fine. I don't need to worry about these things. Okay, thank you for the news. He never said like that.
Apabila dia mendengar berita, dia tidak kata, oh, terima kasih atas berita-berita yang sudah disampaikan. Dia tidak berbuat sedemikian.
He showed his life how much he loved these people.
Dia sebenarnya menunjukkan hati yang memang prihatin terhadap orang-orang bangsanya.
So that is very important.
Itu adalah suatu perkara yang penting.
We must love other people.
Kita seharusnya kasih kepada orang lain.
When we love other people, automatically we will say, okay, this person needs a God. I must share the gospel. This person needs a salvation. I must preach the gospel to this person. That heart will come.
Sekiranya kita benar-benar kasih kepada orang lain, sudah tentu kita ada beban untuk mengkabarkan Injil kepada mereka.
So we need that kind of heart.
Kita perlukan hati semacam itu.
So when Nehemiah heard this thing and he sit down.
Apabila Nehemiah menerima berita mengenai bangsanya di Yerusalem, dia pun duduk.
When things go wrong in our life, we never sit down.
Sekiranya sesuatu yang susah berlaku dalam kehidupan kita, kita sentiasa tidak duduk.
I don't know about Malaysia, but I know Sri Lanka, when people got problem, they will run away here and there and find solutions.
Apabila orang menghadapi kesulitan, mereka lari ke sana sini cuba mencari penyelesaiannya.
Otherwise they call to people and say, oh, I got this problem, I don't know what to do. Otherwise they call to that people, they call everywhere.
Sentiasa kita meminta tolong dari orang lain.
You have no solution for your problem without God.
Tapi penyelesaian bagi kesulitan kita berada pada Tuhan kita.
So we tried our best everywhere to solve our problem.
Kita selalunya coba dengan diri, kekuatan diri sendiri untuk menyelesaikan masalah diri.
So we couldn't solve.
Tetapi tidak dapat menyelesaikannya.
Then we, last time, last minute.
Barulah, sampai saat terakhir, barulah kita.
Oh God, help me.
Berdoa supaya Tuhan menolong kita.
Because we got tired and we sit down that time.
Pada masa kita sudah putus asa, barulah kita ingin berdoa.
We always put God is last in our life.
Kita selalu saja meletakkan Tuhan pada masa saat yang terakhir.
So Nehemiah is putting God is first in his life.
Tetapi Nehemiah lain, dia meletakkan Tuhannya pada masa yang awal.
So we must put God in first in our life.
Tuhan seharusnya dapat tempat utama dalam kehidupan kita.
It's sit down.
Duduk dahulu.
The English people say, please cool down.
Orang Inggeris kata, biarlah kita cool down.
when we have a problem, please, we must remember, we have a God, living God. We don't need to be worried and so much of think, and we don't want to be mad. So we must sit down and look upon the Lord.
Apabila kita menghadapi apa-apa kesulitan, janganlah kita terasa ingin lari ke sana sini, kita terasa tergugat. Biarlah kita tenang dan fikirkan, serahkannya kepada Tuhan kita.
Today worldly people, they don't know how to solve their problems.
Jadi pada masa itu orang-orang tidak tahu
because of
penyelesaiannya.
No way, because no hope, because of they go to the suicide.
Ada banyak orang yang putus asa, tiada harapan, dan mereka membunuh diri.
So we have a living God, we can go to Him all the time and say, Lord, this is my problem, Lord, help me. He is willing to help us.
Akan tetapi bagi kita, kita ada Tuhan yang hidup. Kita boleh menghampirinya dan memberitahunya segala kesulitan kita.
So He will give His grace to us.
Dia akan berikan kasih karunia-Nya kepada kita.
So, the Nehemiah, he knows, even he knows the king, he had a good power, he had everything, but he didn't do that, he went to the God first.
Sungguh pun Nehemiah, orang yang berkedudukan tinggi, dia ada kuasa, dia boleh menghampiri rajanya, tetapi dia tidak berbuat demikian, dia menghampiri Tuhannya dahulu.
When we have power, when we have money, we never think about this, let's we do it.
Kita pula biasanya lain, kita ada wang, kita fikirkan ke, menggunakan kekuasaan wang kita dan kita menggunakan daya upaya sendiri.
Yeah, Nehemiah, he just sit down and pray to the Lord.
Nehemiah, dia berdoa kepada Tuhannya.
So he is the God, he is only God.
Dia berdoa kepada Tuhan yang benar.
He is the creator.
Dia itu pencipta alam.
He is made the heaven and earth and everything this world.
Dia membuat segala-gala yang berada.
God is well concerned about us.
Tuhan itu sememangnya prihatin kepada kita.
We can see from the creation how God concerned about His people.
Kita boleh dapati dari semesta alam ciptaan Tuhan betapa prihatin Dia terhadap kita.
But today world is saying, oh no God, no creator, the man is that just came and so many things people are telling today.
Tapi orang-orang sekarang, manusia sekarang tidak memikirkan pencipta mereka. Mereka pikirkan bahwa kesemua berlaku dengan begitu saja.
But today modern world people say, Lord, no, man, God never created just Darwin. When you see the Darwin's style, that's the way man comes, one scientist said before.
Memangnya banyak orang pada waktu ini, zaman ini memikirkan bahawa kesemuanya berlaku tanpa pencipta, ia berlaku mengikut ajaran Darwin.
So another scientist gone, and after few years later another scientist came and said, oh no no, that's wrong, the man come from the monkey.
So mungkin juga ahli saintis yang lain yang datang ke kemudiannya akan ada teorinya tersendiri yang lain. Kata kita bermula dengan monyet.
So if you're coming from monkey, you must turn back and see whether you have a tail.
Kalau kita benar-benar berketurunan dari kera atau monyet, kita sepatutnya pulih paling ke belakang melihat sama ada ekor ke tidak.
Each chances, each idea, it's not true, we can see that.
Kita sememangnya yakin bahwa ini ajaran yang salah.
The new scientists are saying, that's also wrong, man never came from monkey, man came from fish.
Ada pula ahli saintis yang lain mengatakan kita bukan bermula dari monyet tetapi dari ikan.
Because we can see the backside of the bone, the fish bones are the human beings that see. That's what man came to say to bring the scientist views.
Jadi ikan itu ada tulang belakang, manusia juga ada tulang belakang. Jadi manusia mungkin datangnya dari ikan.
Every time each scientist come and give different ideas.
Setiap ahli saintis yang datang memberi ajaran yang berlainan.
But simply we are saying, brothers and sisters, God made man.
Yang kita katakan di sini ialah Tuhan yang mencipta kita.
He is the creator.
Dia pencipta kita.
So the man made the man.
Tuhan yang mencipta kita semuanya.
This all will change. The Bible never going to change.
Ajaran-ajaran manusia akan bertukar-tukaran, tetapi ajaran Alkitab tidak akan berubah.
Yesterday and today and forever, Bible will same.
Alkitab kita ajarannya akan sama tak kira lepas sekarang atau pada masa akan datang.
So, scientists will change time to time.
Ahli sains akan bertukar satu dari semasa ke semasa.
Word of God never going to change.
Tapi Tuhan yang maha berkuasa itu tidak akan berubah-ubah.
People never look the Lord, the creator, they worship the creation.
Oh, manusia sekarang tidak menyembah pencipta tetapi menyembah apa yang diciptakan.
I don't know how you know, but Hindus and they said when you see the peacock, there are another god.
Orang Hindu memandangkan seekor marak itu burung marak.
For the money, for one god.
Jadi seekor binatang yang lain itu pun ada Tuhan, tak ada dewanya.
So the education, another god.
Jadi pengajaran itu pun satu dewa yang tertentu.
So people are not clear about God, but you see that we have a God given a great opportunity to understand His word. He is living God.
Tapi sungguh pun manusia sekarang tidak jelas siapa dia Tuhan yang benar. Bagi kita, kita jelas, kita yakin ini Tuhan yang dibagi tahu kita oleh Alkitab.
From the creation, God concerned about human beings.
Memang sejak dari masa Tuhan menciptakan segala-galanya, dia prihatin kepada manusia.
Because when you see the God made Adam and Eve,
kita dapat melihatnya pada Adam dan Hawa yang dicipta oleh Tuhan.
So God made a nice garden for them.
Tuhan membuat itu satu taman yang indah bagi mereka.
So God is a great gardener.
Jadi Tuhan kita seorang pekebun yang besar.
When you see that the Bible is the Genesis saying the water flow from the four ways to the garden.
Kita baca dalam Alkitab mengenai bagaimana air, apa batang air empat itu mengalir dalam taman itu.
So that's a irrigation work, that's irrigation engineer's work. So God brought the water surround the garden and make natural air conditions.
Jadi Tuhan menjembatkan air itu mengalir untuk apa supaya tanaman di sana ada air.
So when water fall around the area, then automatically that area will be cooler.
Kerana ada air yang mengalir, tempat itu adalah dingin.
So he concerned about his people and he's given nice natural air conditioned place to live.
Jadi Tuhan memang prihatin kepada ciptaannya manusia. Dia memberi mereka apa AC yang asli.
So still they are not willing to listen to God.
Begitu sungguh pun demikian, mereka masih lagi.
I say always,
mendengarnya.
I say always, our God is a great gardener.
Saya selalu mengatakan Tuhan kita ialah pekebun yang besar.
So when God is a second wind, see, God concerned about the man, he said, he need a woman. He thought about himself.
Dia memikirkan keperluan, kebutuhan manusia. Dia mencipta wanita, perempuan bagi lelaki.
So God gave a deep sleep to Adam.
Tuhan pun menjadikan Adam itu terlena.
He is the first anesthetic in the world.
Dia, Tuhan ialah ahli anesthetic yang pertama.
He is today anesthetic saying, the God gave a deep sleep. The anesthetic does a beauty of him today.
Tuhan
to this operation.
Dia terlena. Jadi Tuhan tidak perlu menggunakan bius.
So God gave deep sleep before they take the rib and he gave deep sleep to Adam.
Dia menjadikan dia terlena dan barulah dia ambil apa dari tulang ribanya.
So Genesis chapter 2:21, you can see that word.
Kita dapati kesemua ini tercatat dalam pasal ke-22 kejadian.
He's the first surgeon in the world.
Dia Tuhan ialah apa pembedah, ahli pembedah yang pertama.
He took the rib out.
Dia mengambil tulang itu keluar.
Filled with the flesh.
Dan dia tutup semula dagingnya.
So, our God knows everything.
Jadi Tuhan mengetahui kesemuanya.
So we have to think how God knows everything.
Dia mengerti kesemuanya.
So he is a great first surgeon in the world.
Dia ialah apa doktor pembedah pertama.
First anesthetist in the world.
Pakar bius pertama.
First gardener in the world.
Apa pekebun yang pertama.
He's made nice place to his people.
Dia membina tempat yang baik untuk orang.
Because he lives in unnecessary conversation. The sin came to the world.
Kerana manusia tercipta itu mendengar kepada orang lain, maka dosa pun masuk.
So without looking Lord, when we follow Lord, we must follow His word, His word, and we must obey His word, and we must go behind the Lord.
Jadi kalau kita ingin mengelakkan dosa itu, kita terkena mendengar Tuhan membaca firman-Nya.
When you listen unnecessarily to the worldly people, then you can't follow God.
Sekiranya kita mendengar kepada orang duniawi, kita akan terpesong dari jalan Tuhan.
The worldliness always take away from the God.
Apa perkara duniawi selalu saja memikat kita supaya terpesong dari jalan Tuhan.
So we must look upon our Lord. Lord, help me, save me.
Kita terkena berpaling kepada-Nya dan berdoa, Tuhan tolonglah.
So the Nehemiah is looking to this Lord.
Nehemiah sendiri menaruh kepercayaan kepada
Tuhan. And he sat down and wept and is praying.
Dia duduk dan menangis dan berdoa.
He said, Lord, and is praying to the Lord.
Dia berdoa kepada Tuhan. Yeah.
That's very important.
Itulah perkara yang penting.
So how is praying?
Bagaimana dia berdoa?
He's putting himself humbly.
Dia merendahkan diri.
Before we must ask God, we have to put ourselves humble.
Sebelum kita meminta sesuatu dari Tuhan kita, kita terkena merendahkan diri.
Here Nehemiah saying, Lord, I am my father's house, we sin against you.
Nehemiah pun berkata kepada Tuhan, Tuhan aku dan sekeluarga aku sudah berdosa terhadapmu.
If you hear Nehemiah, I should say, oh Lord, I am not a sinner, I didn't do a mistake, so that's my generation people done, oh that's not my problem. You never prayed like that.
Nehemiah tidak berdoa, oh Tuhan aku ini tidak berdosa, tetapi orang-orangku yang berdosa.
When things go wrong in our life, we always say, because of that person, because of this person, we always like to say that.
Selalu saja ada apabila kita menghadapi apa-apa kesulitan, kita menuduh orang lain.
We must check ourselves first.
Kita terkena mengkaji diri sendiri dahulu.
So what's wrong in my case?
Kita perlu tahu apa yang kesalahan.
We must say, Lord, oh I done some mistake in this place. Oh Lord, forgive me. Lord, give me forgiveness. We must ask Lord to forgive us.
Kita terkena mengaku kesalahan sendiri dan meminta ampun dari Tuhan atas apa-apa dosa kita sendiri.
So sometimes when things go wrong in life, don't put finger on say other people and say you are the person. Because of you, I am low. You check yourself. Ask the Lord to help you.
Dalam kesulitan kita perlu mengkaji diri sendiri dan mengaku apa-apa kesalahan sendiri dahulu.
Maybe you are not wrong. You say, Lord, if I done wrong, forgive me.
Mungkin kamu sudah melakukan yang salah, maka kita meminta ampun dari Tuhan kita.
Without forgiveness, we can't live happy life.
Tiada pengampunan dari Tuhan, kita tidak akan bersuka cita.
Always our heart is grumbling, our heart is no peace. So if you want a peace, ask forgiveness from God.
Hati kita tidak akan aman dan kita tidak bergembira. Sekiranya ingin bergembira dan aman, maka kita perlukan ampunan dari Tuhan.
Today we can ask Lord Jesus Christ, oh Lord, forgive me my sin, change my life. Oh, I am sinner. Then when we come humbly like that, Lord Jesus is willing to forgive our sin.
Kalau kita berdoa kepada Tuhan Yesus dan memintanya ampunkan dosa-dosa kita, tukarkan kita, maka Tuhan Yesus akan melakukannya.
So here Nehemiah is the crying and fasting and praying.
Di sini Nehemiah sedang berpuasa dan berdoa.
He prayed day and night, confess his sin.
Dia berdoa siang malam dan mengaku dosa-dosa sendiri.
So people have got misunderstanding today. Prayer and praising and things are very misunderstood.
Sekarang, orang-orang sekarang banyak yang salah faham mengenai doa.
You can pray in your house. You can pray very quietly.
Kita boleh berdoa di rumah sendiri secara senyap-senyap.
People are today in the church, they will pray very nicely.
Di ada banyak orang yang berdoa dengan baik di gereja saja.
The church angel home demon.
Tetapi bila sampai di rumah, mereka semacam syaitan.
So we have to all the time be look to Lord and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I need you. Lord, come forgive me, change me, give me new life. That's our prayer should.
Kita seharusnya berdoa sentiasa supaya Tuhan mengampunkan dosa-dosa kita sendiri.
Even single man prayer next room, nobody can sit. Today prayers. Today people pray,
yeah.
And next room people can sleep.
Ya, pada masa sekarang orang yang rio berdoa tu, jiran mereka sampai tak dapat tidur.
Those who are praying like that, I think their God have hearing problem.
Orang yang berdoa kuat semacam itu tu, semacam menganggap Tuhan mereka itu sudah pekat.
You have to talk loudly because of too far away people there, because I have to talk little loudly.
Saya terkena bercakap dengan kuat sedikit di sini kerana orang belakang tu terkena mendengar.
So Bible say 2 or 3 people got in, may I'm there, Bible say.
Akan tetapi apabila kita berdoa, firman Tuhan kata bila 2 atau 3 orang berdoa dalam namanya, dia berada sama.
Why you are crying? God, come. Why you are crying? God is far away.
Mengapa semasa kita meneriak dan memanggil Tuhan kita, datanglah Tuhan, mari ke sini. Perlukah kita meneriak-teriak?
So that is the people's problem today.
Itu problem orang hari ini.
I know one person was sleeping next to me in the boat. 15 years ago.
Kurang lebih 15 tahun lepas ada seorang yang tidur berdekatan dengan saya.
I told him when you pray, please pray very silently early in the morning because I sleep late. You get wake up early morning. I already told him.
Saya beritahu dia bila bangun waktu pagi, tolonglah berdoa dengan senyap kerana saya ingin tidur lagi.
But he never listened to me.
Tapi dia tidak mendengar kata.
He sleep next to me.
Dia tidur berdekatan dengan saya.
Every day early morning 4 o'clock he said, oh, start to pray loudly, very loudly, singing song and praying loudly.
Setiap hari jam 4 pagi dia sudah berdoa dengan kuat dan menyanyi dengan kuat.
But I did a very wrong thing.
Tetapi saya melakukan sesuatu yang salah.
Several time I told him.
Banyak kali saya menegurnya.
So I was praying, I was sleeping like this.
Bila dia berdoa, saya tidur semacam ini.
I was very upset with this man.
Dia ini menyampaikan orang itu rasa tersinggung.
I give very kick in my leg to fall down this man.
Saya tenangnya.
Early morning 4 o'clock, this was my sleep.
Kerana dia mengacau saya pagi-pagi lagi.
I'm very wrong things, so that's not right things, but some people never think about other people.
Tapi saya berlaku salah dalam hal itu, tetapi orang itu tidak memikirkan orang lain.
So God is with us, we can call and we can pray, so we don't need to shout.
Tuhan memangnya berada dengan kita, kita tidak perlu meneriak dan berdoa dengan suara yang kuat macam itu.
Today when people gather in the churches,
pada masa sekarang orang berhimpun di gereja,
everybody shout.
Setiap orang berneriak.
We don't know why this man is praying or nothing. We can't understand.
Kita tidak faham apa yang diteriak-teriakkan mereka.
So they speak in different language.
Mereka kononnya berbahasa asing.
Some people say whatever they come from the mouth, they will everything.
Ada kalanya orang berkata saja apa-apa yang terfikirnya.
They think that's a prayer.
Fikir mereka itu doa.
Here, so we must be meaningful prayers important.
Yang perlu diperhatikan di sini ialah ajarannya ialah doa kita itu sepatutnya apa yang boleh di.
Then one people are praying, they say praying, another way the music, the music will go off.
Orang lain sekarang pula dia sampai berdoa ada music yang kuat.
So one church I went, there was one side the music is playing, when music stop, all the prayer stop.
Ada satu gereja yang saya kenali dia bila orang berdoa music tu kuat, bila music berhenti orang pun berhenti berdoa.
See, these all kind of people, they don't know how to pray. The Bible is clearly teaching how to pray meaningfully, purposely. We must pray.
Tetapi ajaran Alkitab lain, Alkitab mengajar bahawa kita berdoa dengan apa nas, dengan apa ada erti.
The First Corinthians chapter 14 is given principle how to pray, how to do things order in the church.
1 Corinthians pasal 14 mengajar kita bagaimana berdoa dengan betul.
Here is Nehemiah deeply concerned about his people and crying and praying to the Lord.
Di sini Nehemiah prihatin kepada bangsanya dan dia berdoa kepada Tuhannya.
Oh Lord, we did a sin against you.
Dia berdoa, ya Tuhan, kita semua sudah berdosa terhadap-Mu.
Oh Lord, forgive us.
Ya Tuhan, ampunkanlah dosa kami.
So he is asking forgiveness.
Ya, jadi dia sedang meminta ampun dari Tuhan.
So dear brothers and sisters.
Okay, oleh itu, saudara-saudariku.
In front of God, are you willing to come and say, Lord, I am also a sinner.
Adakah kamu sanggup datang berhadapan dengan Tuhan dan mengaku dosamu?
I need forgiveness.
Aku perlukan ampun.
Lord, because of that you send Lord Jesus Christ to this world.
Itu sebabnya kamu apa Tuhan mengirim Tuhan apa menghantar Yesus Kristus
ke. We know Lord through Him we able to get forgiveness.
Yesus Kristus lah kita dapat ampunan.
We come humbly to Him.
Kalau kita datang kepadanya dengan rendah hati.
When we confess our sin.
Kita mengaku kesalahan kami.
He is willing to forgive.
Dia sanggup mengampunkan dosa kita.
He is willing to give new life.
Dia sanggup memberi kehidupan baru.
He is willing to change us.
Dia sanggup menukarkan kita.
So free salvation.
Apa keselamatan kita sebenarnya tanpa wang.
Come and pray to the Lord.
Datanglah percaya kepada berdoa kepada
Kristus. See, Spurgeon says prayer is like a powerhouse.
C.H. Spurgeon pernah berkata itu doa itu seperti apa jana penjana kuasa.
So prayer is powerful.
Doa itu sungguh berkuasa.
In my personal experience, I knew I had a very hard time. That prayer, that moment, God came and helped me.
Dalam kehidupan saya, memang saya ada pernah berpengalaman suatu ketika dalam kesusahan saya berdoa dan Tuhan mendekati saya dan menolong saya.
So we may go some hard time in our life.
Mungkin kita menghadapi masa kesulitan macam itu.
So we don't know what to do.
Kita tidak tahu apa yang perlu dibuat.
You'll please look upon the Lord.
Marilah kita memandang terhadap Tuhan kita.
Pray to Him.
Berdoa kepadanya.
So if God won't listen to your prayers.
Sekiranya Tuhan mendengar doamu.
Give your life to God.
Bagilah apa hayatmu, nyawamu kepadanya.
Say, Lord, I am a sinner.
Bagi tahu dia, Tuhan, aku seorang berdosa.
I need you.
Aku perlukanmu.
Oh Lord, I don't know how to take decision in my life.
Aku tidak tahu menangani kesulitan ini.
Oh Lord, lead me.
Bimbinglah aku.
Help me, Lord.
Tolonglah aku.
So He is willing.
Dia sanggup menolong.
So please open our heart.
Bukalah hatimu.
So pray to Him.
Berdoalah kepadanya.
Lord, come.
Tuhan datang.
Help me, Lord.
Tolonglah aku.
He is willing to help.
Dia sanggup menolong.
So that even we know many people in this world.
Sungguhpun kita mengenali banyak orang dalam dunia.
They can't solve our problems.
Mereka tak dapat menangani kesulitan kita.
Nehemiah work in King's Palace. They couldn't solve their problems.
Sungguhpun Nehemiah bekerja dalam apa bersama bekerja untuk raja. Mereka tak dapat menolongnya.
The God of Heaven.
Tuhan yang dapat menolong.
He is able to solve your problems.
Dia dapat menangani semua kesulitan kita.
He able to forgive your sin.
Dia dapat mengampunkan dosamu.
Come to Jesus.
Datanglah kepada Yesus Kristus.
So obey His word.
Taat kepada firman-Nya.
He will change you.
Dia akan menukarmu.
He will give new life.
Dia akan beri kehidupan baru.
So let's welcome to prayer, Lord.
Marilah kita sama-sama.